Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here at Pastor Adam.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. And we're back for another episode of our new series called Any Questions?
Yep. Asking, answering. We're not asking. We're answering questions from people, right?
Yes.
Or random stuff. So far we've done a question. Two. Yeah. This is the third one. We've done one on, church history-like stuff. So
like different denominations.
Yeah, why do different denominations exist? And then the last one we did was a little more personal. Talking about how to heal in a relationship, basically.
You know, after being honest with a spouse.
Being honest and what to do going forward. Talked about that one. That's a pretty good episode, by the way. Go back and listen to that.
Great episode.
I think it'll apply to everybody. And then today we have another question. It's a little more, just pretty basic. So this question is from Sarah Myers again. We answered her the first time. So she had another question here. This one's a little easier, I think, to answer. Steph, what's the question for today?
Well, I want to tell you this too. It's episode 207.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I hadn't said that
yet. Good job. Keep us on track, Steph.
The question is, how to read the entire Bible? What order and the best study guides?
Yeah. So, obviously, this one is not just in how to read the Bible in general, but more so, we're going to do one on that. By the way, we're going to do a whole series at some point in the podcast on how to study your Bible.
Yay.
But this one is how to read the Bible, the whole thing. And then what are the best study guides? Okay. So, I think that we should all read our entire Bibles, right? That all scripture is appropriate. All scripture is relevant and that we should read all of it. Obviously, most people do not sit down and read the entire Bible. So a couple ways you can do this. One of my kids asked me recently, they said, "Daddy, have you read the whole Bible?" And I was like, "Yeah, lots of times." And they're like, "What?" And I'm like, "Yeah, lots of times." And most of that is not sitting down and going, "Let me read all the way through," right? Most of that is all right, I'm going to study this book. All right, I'm going to study this book. All right, I'm going to study this book. And then over the course of a couple of years, I've studied all the books, right? And then a couple of times it's been, though, in an orderly fashion, like a decision. This is what Sarah's doing. Sarah's going, "I want to read the whole Bible. How do I do it?" So there's been a few times where I've said, "Okay, I'm going to make a decision to do this." And so I've done it in a couple different ways. So I'm going to share some of those ways and then tell you which ones I think are the best. Does that make sense, Steph?
Yep.
Okay. So one time I decided to do it, and I did the easiest route. And the easiest route is to literally get a read the entire Bible in 1 year plan. Right. And so there's plans everywhere. If you go to the Bible app and look up read the whole Bible in a year plan, you can buy read the whole Bible in a year plan. And what it does is it takes a chapter or two or three each day, usually one from the Old Testament or two from the Old Testament, and then a chapter or two or three from the New Testament, puts them together. You read that day. By the time you finish, you've read the whole thing. Right. And those are usually randomly assorted. So it'll be these chapters here, and then it'll be these from the New Testament, these verses, and then you just read it. And when you finish that in the course of a year, you've read the whole Bible. And so I've done it that way. I don't think that's the best method because it's a good way to get started, but it's so all over the place that my attention is really hard. So I get lost in it, or I'll find myself pausing and skipping several days because I'm studying what was in those random ones that are read that I actually liked. And then I'll read some and I'm not really into it that day and I never really study it. But you know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's basically just for volume. That's for you to complete the entire Bible in 1 year and just to kind of get it done, right? Not necessarily study it in depth. But there are also plans, though, where you read the entire Bible in 3 years. And so it's less reading per day, which gives you the chance to study a little bit more. But it's still very randomly assorted, right? So it's sort of all over the place. That's one method. Lots and lots of resources to do that with. You can find them everywhere. All right, if you go to Amazon right now and study and type in read the Bible in a year, you're going to get a bunch of books you can buy, right? Bibles you can buy, studies you can buy that'll give them to you that way. There's one. The other one is to buy yourself a chronological Bible where the Bible is... They've taken the books of the Bible and even the chapters. The good ones do this with the chapters. And they put them in order to where you're reading through in a chronological, historical order, right? All the way through, so which is really cool. Because if you started with your Bible right now, if you went and said, I'm going to start on page one, right? It's not chronological. Some of that stuff happens kind of out of order,
yeah.
Right? It's not placed chronologically. And so it's just harder to stay on task with it when you're reading through and you're going, wait a minute, that didn't happen yet. That's over here. This already happened. Why is this here? All right, it's sort of out of order chronologically. Makes it harder to study. So if you buy a chronological one, you're going to start at the beginning and you're going to read through and you're going to read through the Bible in order of historical, how it happened historically or when it was written, which is really helpful as you go through. That's probably the best way to do it because that will allow you to sort of pause at the right moments. I would not do a chronological study in a one-year time frame, right? I think it's too much.
Yeah.
Because the Bible is very dense. And if you want to actually read it to understand it, then putting a time frame of doing it in a year is not going to help you fully understand it. If you want to do it just to do it, like I want to read every word, right? And I'll pause and study when I want to, but I'm just going to read through every word and accomplish it in a year, right? If your goal is just to read through it, then any of these plans would work, but a chronological one will help you understand a little bit more. I still don't think this is the best method. I still think the best method would be, and there's some studies for this, the best method would be to maybe go the chronological route, but just study books of the Bible. And you can get a little out of order if you want to, but pick a book that you're going to read this month, right? And if you read a book a month, it would take you 66 months. There are multiple books that you could read in more than 1 month, right? Like you could, some of the New Testament letters, you could do one per week, mm-hmm. right? And knock them out a lot faster. So 66 months is a long time if you're trying to go for the completion fully. But the best way to study it is to study a book. And you could do that in chronological order if you'd like. And to basically, you read the Bible and then you also pair it up with a commentary. So she was asking about commentaries like best study guides. It's the same thing. A commentary is somebody's comments on the scripture, right? And so there's tons of commentaries out there. One of the best, easiest ones, very reliable, is Warren Wiersbe. So Wiersbe's commentary, Wiersbe is spelled, let me make sure I got it right, W-I-E-R-S-B-E, Wiersbe. That's a very easy commentary. And what you do is you pick a book of the Bible and you go, okay, today I'm reading Genesis. For the next month, I'm reading Genesis. And you pair it with a commentary that helps you understand the references that are happening, and especially the cultural context, right? The context that is being said. And as you go through, as you read, it's just like reading a book. You know the rules of reading a book. Like we've been doing this with Madeline lately. Like the rules of reading a book is when you get to a word you don't know, you stop and figure out what that word means, right? You look it up. Or right. You ask somebody. When you get to a spot where it's not a word, maybe it's a reference that you don't understand, you pause and understand that reference, right? So Madeline's reading a book the other day. She gets to a word. She's like, what does this word mean, Dad? And so I tell her what it means. She's like, oh, okay. Then she gets to another one, and she's like, this is talking about some war. What war is this? That's a reference, right? And so we pause for a minute. We talk about that reference. That's your best route, right? So you end up using a commentary. Now, you got to be careful whose commentaries you pick because everybody has commented on the Bible, right? So there's some that's out there that's crazy. So when you're using a commentary, though, understand that you don't have to also agree with every single thing that the commentary person is saying, right?
Right.
You don't have to agree with every single bit of it. So I use one of my primary commentaries is a big monstrous set from John MacArthur. Mm-hmm. I think John MacArthur is pretty solid on most of his stuff. There's some stuff that he believes that I don't necessarily believe is accurate, right? A little bit different belief on it. That's fine. I still use his commentaries. So you pair up reading a book of the Bible with a commentary, and it guides you through it. What you'll find is especially in the Old Testament, is you'll be in chapter 2 of Exodus, and the commentary will reference something that you need to look at in Genesis, or you need to look at in Leviticus, or you need to look at in Deuteronomy, or you need to look at in the New Testament. Pause and go look at those things, right? That's your best way to read or study. I don't know if she said read. Yes, she said read the entire Bible. Best way to study the entire Bible is to do it like that. And then just keep track of what books you studied and move on to another one, move on to another one, move on to another one, right? And you can choose to do that in random order. You can just decide, okay, today I'm going to read, for this month I'm going to read Psalms, right? And then you finish Psalms, you go, okay, next week I'm going to read the Gospel of John, right? You know what I mean? But pair it up with a commentary and be prepared to cross-reference constantly as you study through it. That is the best way to study it. If you're just trying to read it, if you want to at the end of the day go, I read the entire Bible, then get you a Bible reading plan that allows you to do that. But no, you're not going to retain a lot when you do that, right? You're just going to just getting through the book. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
I would also say that if you are just starting to read the Bible, you should start with the Gospels, right? And you shouldn't just read through them. You should start off with the Gospels and really dive into all the references that it's going to give you to the Old Testament text, right? So you can really understand the context of the Gospels, especially regarding the prophecies of Jesus and all these things that kind of happen through the Gospels. Look back and cross-reference, and that'll end up making you, while you're reading the Gospel of John, you'll end up reading a ton of Old Testament at the same time. Right. So if you're newer to reading the Bible, I would start there. Also, here's a quick little tidbit. Proverbs is something great to read in the mornings to start your day, because it's basically wisdom for life. So read, two or three pieces of Proverbs every day, maybe 10 verses or something like that. And then a good thing to read at night before you go to bed is Psalms. Right. Because Psalms are basically worship in some way, whether it's lamenting or whether it's just praise or whatever. There's Psalms as songs that you would kind of read at night. They're almost like prayers, and they're perfect for in the evening. So if you're looking to read your Bible in the morning, Proverbs is a great place. And if you're looking to read something at night, Psalms is a great place. Also, Proverbs is really cool to do in a month because it has 31 chapters in it. And so you could read Book of Proverbs in 1 month very easily. And another trick would be to take the Bible, whether you pick chronological or a study or just random books, and try to read a chapter a day in whatever you're reading. I wouldn't do more than a chapter if you're trying to study it, because you're going to have so many times you need to reference back to a commentary or reference a cross-reference into another piece of scripture or look up some historical thing. What does this mean? You know what I mean? Like I'll give you a random example. When you are reading through Jesus washing the disciples' feet, you should pause and go look up, what the heck does this foot washing stuff mean in this culture, right? Because we don't, foot washing in our culture is I took a shower and I washed my feet. You know what I mean? Like that, like in our culture, that's what we do with foot washing. Like that's all it is, right? We spray, we wash our feet and when we bathe, and we spray the sand off our feet when we're at the beach. I mean, it's about it, right? But in their culture, this idea of foot washing before dinner, before the table, especially in regard to the Passover meal that they're celebrating at that moment, it has a big historical reference and cultural contextual reference to them. Go study that real quick, right? That's how you'd really study it. That makes any sense? So be prepared to pause a lot and reference a lot backwards, if you want to actually retain it. If you're trying to just say I did it, which is nothing wrong with that, then a plan is the best way to do it. We have a guy in our church, his name is Alan. Alan probably won't be on the podcast at all. Steph knows Alan. He's one of our ushers is what I would call him. We don't use the official word, but he's one of our ushers. He serves with the greeting team, the welcome team. He makes coffee, gets here at like 5 o'clock in the mornings on Sunday mornings, every single Sunday morning, right? Opening the building up. He's an awesome dude. Alan has read through the Bible. Read the entire Bible in a year, 7 straight years. I think I got it right. It might be 6, but 7 or 6 straight years.
Wow.
And every time he finishes, he tells me, I just finished reading the Bible in a year. Now, that's pretty cool. Now, of course, what he's using is he's using a Bible in a year plan. But because he's done it so many times, he's retaining way more than if you were just reading through it in a year. So if you decide to do the whole read through the Bible in a year thing to check it off, do it multiple years. When you finish, start it again. When you finish, start it again. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's easy, by the way, it's easily doable. These plans, you will spend maybe 15 or 20 minutes, depending on your reading abilities, how fast you read, how slow you read. You may spend 30 minutes, but if you did that every day, between 15 and 30 minutes a day, you would read through the entire Bible in a year very easily. But I would not start with Genesis and go all the way through that way. It's just harder to do. By the way, when people decide they're going to read the Bible and they start with Genesis, by the time they get halfway through Genesis, they're about to quit. And they do, because they get into all the he begats and she begats.
Especially
and
they begats. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just beginning.
Yeah, if you're just beginning, you're going to quit real quick. About halfway through Genesis, you're going to quit. If you make it through Genesis and Exodus, you're going to definitely quit in Leviticus, because you get a gazillion Levitical laws that happen in there that are just, you'll just be like, what am I reading? And you'll just quit. So that's why you need a more intense study to stick through those tough ones. Also, another way to do it is to read the whole New Testament and then go back and read the Old Testament together. You can also read it in groupings. You can read, for example, the Gospels together, and then you can read Acts, and then you can start to read Paul's letters, Peter's letters, right? You can go back and look at the Old Testament, and you can read through the wisdom scriptures. You can read through the minor prophets. You can then read the major prophets, stuff like that, right? You can just start with the Torah, the original first five books, right? We call that the Pentateuch, the first five, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Read those as a chunk, right? Then read another chunk, but do them in chunks so it makes more sense, more context. So anyway, that's pretty much it. pretty much, yeah. Lots and lots of commentaries out there. I use all kinds of commentaries from people of different backgrounds than I have. I take some stuff from them that I agree on. I take some stuff where I go, eh, but I don't just throw the whole commentary out in the trash can because there's something in it I don't agree with, right? You know what
right.
I mean? So, anywho, there you go. Thanks, Sarah, for that question.
Yeah. Wow. I'm just thinking about it.
I just gave a ton of stuff right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Right? A ton of stuff.
Great advice.
Sarah, Steph, have you ever done a read through the Bible in a year plan?
You want to know? I've actually started a bunch, but I never finished them. So this is actually inspiring.
A lot of people do that. I did that a bunch of times. I started a Bible in a year plan and never finished them lots. Because it's a year-long commitment. And bad thing is when you do those plans, this is the bad thing. When you miss a couple days, you've got in your mind that I've got to complete it in a year.
Uh-huh.
And when you miss a couple days, you just end up quitting. If you don't have that in your mind, if what you have in your mind is I'm reading the Bible, and it doesn't really matter how long it takes me, right? So then you might actually stick to it instead of quitting, right? But if in your mind it's I got to do it in a year, and all of a sudden you go, oh crap, I got to catch up on 8 days, right? You just won't do it.
Yeah.
But if you go, no, I'm just going to read through it, and if it takes me a year and a half, it takes me a year and a half. It takes me a year and three quarters, it takes me a year and three quarters, right? And just eat, you know, if I skip a day, it's okay. I'm just going to go back and get my next day, right? Get my next day. Then it's a little easier to do. So.
Yeah, I remember in 2023, that was the year I got married. Right before I got married, I was really studying more in the Old Testament. And I realized, you know, as time goes on, you're like, this isn't a chore. Like, I enjoyed it. Yeah. I genuinely was like, wow, it used to bore me when I read it. And I genuinely was like, there's a lot of wisdom here. That should not be just pushed aside, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I first got married, I was really still studying really well. So, yeah, I'm going to actually say this. I know this is about Bible reading.
Yeah.
But I've actually felt that pull to, like, really just genuinely study well again because I haven't done that well. So this is really, really nice. Good question.
You got to give – we as people – God gives us grace.
Yeah.
We have to give ourselves grace, too.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you're going to read the scripture and you're going to be like, oh, this is a chore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just getting it done. Okay. Sometimes you do stuff just to get it done. Like, okay. And then other times you're going to read it and you're going to be like, I'm really enjoying this, right?
Yeah.
And then sometimes you're going to go, I've decided I'm going to read my Bible, but if I'm honest, I'm not really enjoying it right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? You know what I mean? Give yourself some grace.
Totally.
So there are days where I read the scripture where I'm going, I'm a person who reads the Bible, so I'm going to read the Bible, but I am not into it today, but I'm going to read it. Okay. Then there are other days where I'm like, I really enjoy this, right? I love this, you
mm-hmm.
know? Okay. Give yourself some grace, right?
No,
give
I agree.
Some grace, you know? And I do think it's cool. You have phases in your life where you're like you just said, where you're really into it and it's something that you've made a priority And then life comes along and things change a little bit and it doesn't become a priority as much anymore. And then, like you said, the best thing to do is then when you feel called back to do it, is just to do it again, you know?
Yeah.
Just get back on the horse, right?
But yeah, it made me like when I'm sharing this because I feel like someone's going to relate to it too.
Yeah, yeah.
I had some really great studies. I got them from the Daily Grace Co., mm-hmm, which is mm-hmm. a very popular one that a lot of women use. But there was like a Bible study handbook that I had, and I actually found it recently from moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there were some great, and there was also some like with Bible plans in it of different types of how to like study in a year, or if you want to study like even longer or
whatever
it was. And that was really good. I forgot what that one was called, but that's a good place to look for Bible studies as well. So,
and you made me think of one too. I wanted to say, but I forgot to put it in notes. Sarah, go look up, or anybody listening, go look up the Bible Project.
Oh, yes, the Bible Project.
The Bible Project is phenomenal. It has videos that go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you scriptural studies and references and teaches you context and those things. Phenomenal. And the goal of the Bible Project is just for people to be reading the Bible and understanding what they're reading. And you can, they have plans. They have yearly plans too, but I mean, you just pick a book of the Bible you want to study and use their resources. All free. And it is very, very good stuff. Very good stuff. So. That's another quick one.
That's great.
Bible Project. BibleProject.com.
Bible Project especially.
Yep. Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Anywho. That was great. And I hope it inspires y'all too to like find, you know, just a great Bible study to follow along with. And don't feel that pressure to do it in a year. But if you can do it in a year, that's great.
If you do the one in a year, you are basically, and I love people to do this. I'm not saying anything negative. But you're basically doing it to complete it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with doing something to complete it.
You're in the Word.
Right? You're in the Word, right? Nothing mm-hmm. wrong with that. But if you really want to study what you're reading, you better give yourself a lot longer than that and don't put a time frame on it, right? Just pick a book, study the book. Move on to the next one, study the next one, and then turn around and look later and go, oh, crap, I've read 44 books. I need to read these other 22. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then turn around and look and go, okay, in the last 2.5 years, I read the entire Bible and I studied it. You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. the best way to do it. That's the best way. Chronological Bible is a great thing too. My brother is a very analytical science. He's a doctor, science minded guy. And when we were teaching a series this past year on something, my brother asked me, he's like, where do I start with reading the Bible? And I knew him. I knew him personally. You know what I mean? Like how his brain works. And I was like, you need a chronological Bible. And so I bought him one that day and mailed it to him. Amazon delivered it to his house the same day, actually, because I knew his mind works that way, right?
That's cool.
Chronological Bible's best way. Sarah, by the way, is from our Caswell campus. She is a nurse. She probably has the same brain type as my brother. A chronological Bible will probably work for you real well, Sarah. So, anywho.
Anyway, that was great.
Yeah, it was cool.
Thank you for sharing that.
Awesome.
And thank you for asking that question, Sarah.
Yes, thank you.
And we look forward to this next episode.
Send us some more questions if you got them. We'll do our best.
Absolutely. Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.